The latest edition of NOLA Life Stories takes place at a department store in Gretna, 1937. This is a time when families lived above the store, when advertisements were delivered door-to-door, and babies got their first pair of shoes for free. This was also a time of separate but equal, of back-of-the-bus politics. But not every nook and cranny of the city was gripped by segregation. As Sam and John Menzer remember, their family shop required customers to check any racist attitudes and their bags at the door.
I'm John Menzer, native New Orleanian. My dad's a larger-than-life dad. He's a person of big dreams, and he was always an inspiration for us kids. My dad is very comfortable in his soul with being around people who are different.
In those days, our trade was about one-third black. But in our store, there was never a racial incident, not once, in all those years I can remember.
You know, it seemed right to those segregationists. That's what they expected out of life, and that's what they lived. But my family, they didn't see it that way, and they did what felt right to them.
When the store was built in 37, stores did not provide accommodations for the restroom or water. No stores did. But Menzer's, there was a space under the staircase, 3.5 feet wide enough for commode, and a small basin on the opposite end, if you duck your head a little bit, and became a good accommodation for a restroom. So in any other place you saw a restroom, it said male or female, or for white patrons only, or colored not allowed. And from 1937 on, it was used without incident by anyone who had used a restroom. White, black, child, whatever. Never had an incident, and nobody hesitated to go because of who went before. And as you came out of that, we had a water fountain. That was it. No sign, no cups. You drank out of the fountain if you wanted. Never had an incident.
My dad built up the shoe department. That was the department he liked. And I remember him on his knees sitting down on these little stools that they had for the shoe stores, you know, looking up to people, helping them try on shoes and everything. In those days, there are plenty of white people that wouldn't get down on their knees before a black person. My dad not only never had a problem with it, he enjoyed it.
I believe, and I really should make this available for the papers, this, I believe, is the first instance of integration in the New Orleans area. We never talked about it. We never advertised it. Didn't brag about it. Didn't lessen our position about it. Apologize for it. Just did it.
It was the family enterprise. It wasn't just the money. You know, it wasn't just the job. It was what the family did together. They built that business up. It was a good thing.
Do you think you lost customers at all for serving blacks as well as whites?
No.
During that time?
Well, I could have. We could have. I'll take that back. We never knew it. I wouldn't know who they are. Mm-hmm. I'm sure we lost some customers. But we didn't feel it.
My family had a strong Jewish identity. I think that being Jewish gives you a sensitivity to people who aren't treated correctly. They didn't speak much about it, but they could see. That's why I think they were open to seeing people as people.